Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis's visit with Pope Francis in Washington, D.C. set off a firestorm. Some people didn't want to believe that it happened. And others, once they had to realize that, in fact, it did occur, they wanted to downplay it as though she was just part of a large organization, a group of people maybe standing in line to visit briefly with the Pope. Well, wrong on both counts. It did happen. And it was a private meeting with Pope Francis. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, on September 24, Kim Francis, in the afternoon in Washington, D.C., Kim Davis met with Pope Francis in Washington, D.C. in a private meeting. We released that information the following Tuesday night around 8:15 p.m., at the time in which we were given the green light by a Vatican official of the highest level. And in fact, this whole situation with regards to Kim Davis, if we play it back and go through the sequence, it's pretty clear that Pope Francis met with her privately and knew who she was and gave her words of encouragement. And if we go back, Matt, even before she got out of jail, we can start from there and go all the way to the last question or one of the questions that was asked to him after the visits of Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. All those visits, he had a specific question asked to him.
Well, yeah, and at that point in time, everybody on the plane and all the news reports afterward said that his answer to that was in reference to Kim Davis. Everybody, including the Pope, was thinking of Kim Davis at that time because that is a global story, news story, with that exact fact scenario. The interviewer with ABC didn't mention Kim Davis by name, but by that point in time, Matt,
Everyone knew it, yeah.
The Pope had already met, and he had already met with Kim Davis a few days earlier.
Yeah, and so let's go back beforehand and kind of walk it through real quick. While she was in jail, because of her faith, she spent 6 days there because she refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses or licenses for same-sex marriage, which conflicted with God's definition of marriage. While she was in jail, there was an article in the publication called Inside the Vatican, and Inside the Vatican said there was a source that said Pope Francis was considering sending a personal representative to visit Kim Davis while she was in jail. Now, that happened while she was in jail. We didn't create that. We didn't invent it. A church source said the Pope was considering sending a personal representative to visit Kim Davis. Now, she did get out of jail the day after Labor Day, and then she returned to work the following Monday, September the 14th. And on that day, in the evening after work, she was contacted by a very high Vatican official. You can't get much higher than this. And was invited to meet with the Pope on the 24th of September when he was going to be in Washington, D.C. So there was communication from that time, the 14th until the 24th, regarding the meeting. In fact, we were scheduled to be in D.C. on Thursday afternoon, and we rescheduled our flights and arrival time to be in Washington, D.C. late Wednesday night. And so the 23rd, Wednesday night, once we arrived in Washington, D.C., Kim Davis got another call. We have voice messages of this. We have text messages of this about the meeting the following day, in which she was instructed to wear her hair up because she is so recognizable and to wear some dark clothes so that she doesn't stand out. So she wore black and gray, and she wore her hair up in a way that she doesn't normally do so. The next day, on Thursday, she received another phone call, and it said at 1:15, there will be security that will meet you at the lobby entrance of the Omni Shoreham where she was staying. And sure enough, at 1:15, I escorted her to the presence of two Italian, very highly, heavily speaking, accented Italian security individuals who escorted her into the van, and she and Joe Davis were taken to the Vatican Embassy, where we remained in contact by text messaging. And there she was taken through a particular entrance to the Vatican Embassy. She was taken to a room that had pictures of 20th century popes. She was there by herself with Joe Davis, and the nuncio came in and sat down and spoke with her. Now, who is the nuncio? The nuncio is the representative for the Pope to the United States. There's nobody between him and the Pope. He communicates directly to the Pope. If you look at what the definition of a nuncio is, it's an ambassador for the Pope. Has both a religious and a political component to it. Because of the Holy See, he is the representative for the Holy See to the United States of America. And so he came in and spoke with her. There was no group of meeting there. There was a group of people in a different room. She wasn't part of that. I don't know. I assume that they did meet the Pope, but that was not Kim Davis's meeting. And then the Monsignor came in, and then there was a painting of Pope Francis that had not even been hung on the wall yet. And she was able to meet the artist who had just completed painting it, who came into the room as well. And shortly thereafter, Pope Francis came in, and he reached out his hands, and he said to her, quote, "I want to thank you for your courage, and please pray for me," close quote. She held his hands. They hugged. Photographs were taken. And then he gave rosaries to her and Joe, and he said, "Stay strong." Matt, at that point in time, without knowing anything else, when the Pope comes in and says to her, "Thank you, I want to thank you for your courage and stay strong," if he didn't know who she was, that particular sentence, those words would make absolutely no sense.
Well, yeah, of course. What's happened is they've flipped the narrative. The truth of the matter is, and these are facts are undisputed, despite the fact that Reverend Federico Lombardi, the media personnel with the Vatican, issued this kind of ambiguous statement that said, quote, "The Pope did not enter into the details of the situation of Mrs. Davis, and his meeting with her should not be considered a form of support of her position in all of its particular and complex aspects."
Right.
That it's funny how the media, who so wanted that this meeting did not for it to have not actually occurred, they latched on to that part that says should not be a form of support, and then he qualifies that
in all.
Particular and complex aspects.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
said it did.
We joke at Liberty Council. We're not quite sure we know all the particular and complex aspects because there's a lot of things going on in this case. So why in the world would anyone expect that the Pope would know that? So, you know, but they latched on to that. But that's a specific statement. And it is true. They didn't enter into the details of the situation. It's not what it was about. They didn't talk about the particular and complex aspects of her case. True, it wasn't about a legal discussion or a strategy discussion.
But he clearly was there to offer and request to hear the facts, undisputed. The Vatican, the highest Vatican official representative with the United States who works directly under the Pope, requested the meeting, which represented the Liberty Council, that this was the Pope's request. A personal, private meeting, separate from any kind of receiving line. They met, and it was geared toward him showing his broad support for, I mean, there are, you know, 300 million Americans he could have invited. No, he invited Kim Davis. Why? Because she was taking a stand and he was supporting her position on marriage and her position in terms of protecting the freedom of conscience, the right of conscience.
Exactly. And then after a few days pass and he's on the papal plane and the media reporters say this, would someone who's a government official who refuses to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples have the right of conscientious objection? Ding, ding, ding. Who is that talking about? Well, it's the same question that was asked of every presidential candidate and Miss America. It's talking about Kim Davis, to which the Pope said, yes, it is a human right. He says, even if it's a government official, the reporter said, yes, the Pope says it is a human right. That is no question about Kim Davis. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You know, the fact that Kim Davis did meet with the Pope sent some of the people, both inside and outside the Catholic Church, nuts. There was efforts within the Catholic Church by some who want to liberalize the pastoral application with respect to marriage and same-sex marriage. And there's others who don't. Now, the church doctrine itself is not going to change. They're not going to sanction same-sex marriage. But the question is about the pastoral application of it. And the synod happened just the following week, which goes through this particular month. Now, because of the meeting of Pope Francis with Kim Davis, some people want to deny that reality. The amazing thing is that it happened, and the amazing thing is that he did say what he said. Thank you for your courage and stay strong. And I want to encourage everyone to stay strong on this and other biblical issues. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.